Oh no, it's fine. Don't worry about that. We're good. All right. So.
Get out of the way.
What'd you say? Yeah, get out of the way. Is that Pops?
Yeah, it's Pops.
Get out of the way. Is he your mechanic?
Yes.
Well, I mean, does he get extra bonus because you, so far what you're like winning every moto you're in, right?
Yes, sir.
How many was that?
Two so far.
So does he get a bonus?
No, that's my money.
Oh, okay. No. So Pops does not get any bonus.
No, he gets part of it.
Okay. Yep. So which moto was that? The only class you're allowed to be in? What was that? Women's.
It was 12? The women's 14 plus. I was gonna try and do the GPA class or the Open Pro Sport, but I ended up breaking my hand right before that regional, make it.
You're right.
Yeah, no, I'm good now.
Oh, yep. So you're good now. It was just the regional.
Yep, I missed the regional.
250A, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh wow, that's pretty bad. Well, why? What about the women's? How old are you?
17.
So can you do the women's motocross or?
Yeah, I'm actually leading the points right now in the WMX.
Well then, are you racing that?
Yes, sir.
Saturday.
Yes, sir. Saturday.
Oh, well, dang. I didn't know that. It's amazing how you. I just thought you were just some amateur. No, this is like. Why don't you have a big rig? You got a van. What's going on here?
That's something I talked to my dad about.
Oh, he's the manager too, right?
Partially.
Just roll up in the Cycle Traders pit or something like that.
Yeah, I'd be great with that. That's a good idea. I might have to do that.
Is this all your own? Are you like full privateer?
Yes, sir.
But yet you're leading the points and.
I thought.
Well, we're up to round four, right? Four or five in the
four
women's.
Four or five, something like that.
Four
yes.
or five in the women's motocross, right?
Yep, we've got four more rounds left.
Are you number 30 in that too?
Yes, sir.
Because Kylie was won it last year, right?
Yes, sir.
So where is she this year?
Second so far, I think.
Okay, I don't have every point memorized. Yep. Forgive me. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. That's fine.
Okay. You don't have to call me. I'm not that old. I know. You're like, how you're 17. I'm 32. I'm not like. Like,
well, I still go to public school, and they don't answer you unless you add sir or ma'am on the end of it.
Oh, okay. Well, so. where are you from?
North Carolina.
Okay, so this is pretty much home for you, right?
It's not far.
It's not far.
It's not too far, at least.
So you're leading the points in women's motocross. All right, forget Loretta's. This has now become a full women's motocross. I was actually going to come down here just for this, but I can't stay here till Saturday.
Okay.
So, I mean, are you going 1-1 in every race, or...?
I've had a little bad luck here and there. Daytona, I crashed in a couple motos. That was kind of my first big motocross race on a 250. I spent the better part of 2-3 months just doing arena cross, getting ready for that.
Okay.
And then High Point, up to that point, after Daytona, I did go 1-1 for every other race except for High Point. I went 1-3, I believe. I was hitting the big Quadzilla jump in the back of High Point. We got to ride the pro track.
Okay.
So. I hit that quad, came in the corner with a lot of speed, and my front end just washed out. And
that's how you hurt your hand?
No. I hurt my hand at Vegas for the arena cross finales.
Oh.
Yeah, I was doing the AB All-Star class trying to get into Monster Cup, and somebody, unfortunately, crossed lanes, hit me as I was in my own lane, and ended up breaking my hand in a couple spots, so I was out for a little bit. But I actually ended up getting my Monster Cup invite.
For this year?
Yeah, this week.
Oh, okay. So so that's it. You're in Monster Cup then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so in what? Because they have a bunch of different classes there,
the All-Star. The Amateur All-Star.
Okay, so who are you going to be in that with?
Right now, I have no idea, to be honest with you. Not a clue.
Is it like the same age group?
It's A and B riders. So people from the 250A class can be out there, as well as the 250B class. So Pierce Brown, Seth Hammaker, all those guys, they can be in it as well.
So are you going to beat them? Have you raced against them?
I've raced against some of the A riders. Yeah, I'm actually in A class now.
Okay.
I've raced against them here
so
and there.
So you're badass.
I try to be.
Yeah, you could say it. You could say it. Bam, you're badass, right? Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm badass. So, I mean, are you're going to win the championship women's? Mm-hmm. How many points are you up by?
15, I believe.
Do they do the same points as regular motocross? Like 25 and 22?
I think so.
Okay, it's not Olympic scoring like it is
here?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay, so here's the end of 2018 for Jordan. Women's motocross champ, Monster Energy Cup All-Star champ, Loretta Lynn's champ. What else? Are you going to do some of these outdoor nationals on a 250?
I'm planning on it. I'm actually working on getting my points now.
Are you going to Unadilla next week?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. I don't have enough points yet. I've got about half of what I need to get my pro license, so we're getting there.
So what does that mean? Because I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows what that means.
You have to hit some of the pro-am races. You get your points before you're allowed to race the pro circuit stuff. I'm getting there. We got a couple more that we have to hit so I can get my points, and next year will be a fresh start.
So are you going to be like doing amateur supercross in January, February?
Yes,
and
sir.
Then Hangtown? Is that the plan?
Possibly. That's the plan.
Okay, so that's kind of cool because how many women do that?
None.
None?
None.
How many women have started in an outdoor national?
I don't think any of Vicky Golden did it in supercross. She only did a couple of them. I don't think she got very far in it, but I'm planning to make pro debut and do really well.
Are you gonna, like, I would imagine that you're not just doing it just to show up and you're like, oh, I'm here.
No,
you're showing up to kick some ass and win, right?
I'm showing up to kick some ass.
Like you versus Mitchell Faulk right now, who wins?
No, Mitchell.
Why?
Because he's got
2 years experience.
Well, that, and I still go to public school. I'm a senior this year, and then after that, it's game on. Once I get done school, it's going to be
okay, so are you
training.
A junior or senior?
I'm a senior. I'm going into my senior year.
Okay, so looking at that camera and be like, Mitchell, I gave you 2 years, head start, 3 years, whatever these Troy Lee design things, and once I get out of, that's it, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Derek Drake, yep. Seth Hammaker, Pierce Brown, all those guys.
Might be a couple years, but I'm coming.
So that's kind of cool. Are you, when you've gotten a chance to race with them, or, okay, this is a direct track, what are your lap times compared to those guys?
I'm off a little bit, that's for sure. I've got a lot to learn on 250 still. This is my first year in a 250. I got on it in January.
Okay.
So I don't have that much time on one. Like you said, I'm learning. There's a lot to learn in the sport, and there's a lot to learn with riding with the guys, and I'm pumped. I'm pumped to go to Monster Cup. I don't think any women have ever raced the All-Star class, so I believe I'm the first one.
Okay.
I went twice already in the Super Mini class, so I've got a little experience there.
At the Monster Cup?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I'm excited. I'm excited for this year to come up. I'm excited to possibly race some of the pro motocross and maybe supercross if I get my points in time.
Now, I promise the last question, because she was napping, she was tired, I woke her up, I banged on the van, Jordan, I need an interview. She was very polite. This is what public school does, I guess. You're just polite. Can you look at what the lap times and stuff like that and be like, all right, these guys are just blowing my doors up, or no, I'm close. Like you said, you're close, but I'm not intimidated anymore by riding with Mitchell Faulk and some of these guys that are right near your level.
Definitely not. I mean, Mitchell and Derek Drake and all them, they have a lot of talent, a lot of skill, a lot of hours on a bike. I'm just trying to make my way up and catch up to them. I'm, like you said, I'm ready to go out with the big boys and I'm ready to show them what I got. I think at High Point, I think it was pretty close to
being right there.
Yeah, to at least qualifying, and that'd be huge. I don't think any women have ever tried to qualify for the motocross stuff, and I'd love to be the first to make it.
Justin Cooper, it's kind of been known now, you know, he didn't really go full out when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Probably when he was 15, 16.
Grew up with Justin Cooper.
You did?
Yeah, he didn't live too far from me.
Okay. What, are you from New York originally?
I'm from Jersey, actually.
Okay. I'm from New York. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But, so, take Mitchell and Derek, and those guys have been riding for a long time.
Yep.
It's possible they could be a little burned out by the time they hit pros. That happens.
It does.
You're fresh.
Yes, sir.
And you haven't even hit your peak yet.
No, not yet.
So you got to be excited.
I am. I'm very excited. Like I said, I can't wait to see what the future holds. I can't wait to do some of the pro stuff. It's a lot different than the amateur, so it's going to be a learning curve, but I'm ready for it.
The only last word of advice is when you're hitting all of these big races, you're not going to have just guys like me roaming around and not asking for interviews. It's going to be a big thing. So is that going to be more? Are you excited about all the extra media you're going to have to do?
Oh, I'm very excited. My main goal is, I want to do good, but I want to make everyone see that women and girls can do it too. So, you know, some of the younger girls coming up behind me and some of the other women now, they have somewhere to go. They have something to look forward to. They have a goal to reach as well. And they can see what they can do as a woman rider.
It'd be nice, forget about, oh, she's a, it's just like, no, she's just goes out and and just wins and that's it, and we, you know, eventually we won't have to worry about the, all that women stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
Just go out and win the 250 title. Who's your favorite rider?
Ashley Follick and Ricky Carmichael.
Ashley Follick, who's that?
She was the champion in the WMX class when they got to ride on Pro Day.
Okay. Okay.
She luckily I've gotten the chance to meet both Ashley and Ricky, but I really looked up to her when I was younger, and I still do. She, we relate on so many levels. She was deaf, or she is deaf, I'm sorry, and I have hearing loss as well.
Okay.
So that was something for me to look forward to as, you know, like a little girl coming up in the sport. I saw her, how much support she was getting and what she could do. And when I was little, I was like, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, I want to be just like her. I want to grow up. I want to be able to ride like her.
The hearing loss can't, that's not a handicap in motocross.
No, it makes it a little difficult not being able to hear the bike, but it helps.
Fair enough.
You know,
fair
someone
enough.
Comes up, revs the bike up behind me.
Fair enough.
It doesn't scare me. It's
doesn't
like,
scare,
hey, thanks
yeah,
for letting
yeah.
me know where you're at now.
Perfect. All right. So Jordan Jarvis, number 30. This is awesome. Yeah, I know we went a little long, deal with it. The future right here. Future motocross. Forget about women's motocross, right? Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, she called me sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.